So let me tell you what the plan is, Bez Hashem. I know everybody got the new swarm and it's all exciting, and we're going to get back to them. We're going to get back to the Arizal Kodesh. But it's not every day that we have Shemitah, and it's not every tzaddik that left us a few amazing, amazing pages of the deepest Torah of what Shemitah is about for each one of us, even though, unfortunately, right now we're not in Eretz Yisrael. But to connect to Eretz Yisrael, to connect to Shemitah, to connect to Shabbos in our Avodas Hashem, we have a sefer in Halacha from Rav Kook called Shabbos Haaretz. So there Rav Kook presents his whole halachic basis for his view regarding the controversial Het HaMechira that you all know about. And what's often overlooked is the introduction. There's a Hakdama and there's a Mav. It's a Halacha Sefer, but there's an introduction to Shabbos Haaretz. There's an introduction to Rav Kook's Halacha Sefer on Shemitah that's remarkable. And it's a few pages. It'll only take us a few months to try to do it. We'll work on it for a few months. It'll take a few months, maybe 3 months or so. But we have a long Zman. It's Nibiyar. And you'll see from the beginning that it's very much connected also to the fact that it's a leap year. It's connected very deeply. Shemitah, Yovel, Nibiyar, they're all very, very much connected. Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos. That's what this is about. And Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael. So we're going to get back to the Arizal Kodesh. In the meantime, I don't think this is available. There's a wonderful parish that we have from Rav Avinir, the same one who wrote the parish that you have on the Arizal Kodesh, a parish from Rav Avinir on this Hagdama. And we'll try to keep up with the pages. Take a look at the at your emails, and you'll be able to have the pages. I don't think the sefer is available. It came out last Shemitah. Maybe they reprinted it. I don't know. We'll get our guys looking for it, but I don't think it's around right now. So what we're going to do is instead of learning the 8 or 9 pages or so straight in Rav Kook's Lashon, we're going to do as we've been doing recently. With the Arizal Kodesh, we're going to learn the Hakdama. The bold letters are Rav Kook's words, and all the rest is Rav Avinir's commentary. And especially at the beginning, it's important. You really can't move without the commentary because it's Rav Kook, as you know, it's very, very hard, and particularly here, Rav Avinir is extraordinarily helpful. So the Hakdama l'Shabbos Haaretz. If you don't have it in front of you, I'm sorry, just to look on with somebody or to listen carefully. At the heading of the entire Hakdama, Rav Kook himself wrote, Roshei Prokem al Erech HaShemitah v'hayovo b'chai Yisrael b'chlal, that some Roshei Prokem regarding the value of Shemitah and Yovel in the life of the Jewish people b'chlal, uv'schiyas ha'uma, and with the revival of our nation that's taking place now. Haaretz v'ha'Torah bar Hashem chay ha'olamim. The land and the Torah and the light of Hashem, the life of all worlds. And then he brings the familiar pasuk from Shmuel that we say in Mincha Shabbos, Umi cha'am chaki Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Umi cha'am chaki Yisrael, which nowadays means like if somebody gives you a seat on the train and he's a Jew, you say, Mi cha'am chaki Yisrael. You know, this is became the, it's like, how that's used. Rav Kook does not use the Nusach in the Ashkenaz Siddur, but the Nusach of the Arizal, and it's found in the Nusach of the Sfaradim, and Nusach in Nusach Arin Chabad. Mi Ka'amcha Ki Yisrael. We'll see why. Umi Ka'amcha Ki Yisrael Ge'echad Ba'aretz. That's how he begins. Umi Ka'amcha Ki Yisrael Ge'echad Ba'aretz. And then with a sentence from the Zohar Kodesh, Goy Echad Ba'aretz, one nation in the land, Goy Echad Ba'aretz, Vadai Be'aretz Hem Goy Echad. But only in Eretz Yisrael are we a Goy Echad. Only in Eretz Yisrael are we a Goy Echad. In Chutz La'aretz we're not a Goy Echad, in Eretz Yisrael we're a Goy Echad. Ima Ikun Echad Le'inu L'chadayu. We can only be called Echad when we're there by ourselves together with Kadosh Baruch Hu and Eretz Yisrael, that's the only time that we could truly be called Goy Echad. Goy Echad. So let's begin the Hagdama to Rav Kook's Hagdama to Shabbos Haaretz. It's probably possible to put the whole thing on, you know, it's many more pages, and then you could, maybe people could photostat more of it, but we'll talk about it, we'll see how to do it. The Chibur Shemaran HaRav, Shabbos Haaretz, Ha'Oisek Mehilchos HaShemitah. Again, the Sefer is a Halacha Sefer. It's a very, very deep and complicated Halacha Sefer. Yeshnam Hagdama U'Mavo. There's a Hagdama, and there's a Mavo. It's an introduction, a preface. Ha'Mavo Oseg B'Maimon HaHilchosi Shal Shnas HaShemitah B'Yameinu U'B'Nosei Heta HaMechira. The Mavo is an introduction to the entire subject in Halacha of Shemitah in our times, and the issue of Heter HaMechira, whether we're allowed to sell the land to non-Jews, and by doing so, to enable farmers to continue on with their work during the Shemitah year, the whole subject of Heter HaMechira, which is the main purpose of this Sefer. V'ilo HaGdoma Osekes Petzad HaMachshavti Rayonishala. But the HaGdoma to Shabbos Haaretz is the pnimius of what Shemitah is. And that's for everybody, not just the farmers in Eretz Yisrael. That's for all of us. Hashemitah hi mitzvah klolos. A big mistake that people make is that they think that Shemitah is for a couple of tzaddikim who are working in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the whole inyan of Shemitah. The truth is that Shemitah is a mitzvah klolos. Shemitah is a mitzvah that applies to each and every Jew. We're going to be talking about that mitzvah throughout the entire year. Shemitah is a mitzvah klolos. And not only is it a mitzvah klolos that applies to all Jews wherever they live, but everybody knows the famous Rashi at the beginning, who explains why does it say "Vaydaber Shem Moshe b'Har Sinai Leimar," when the Torah is just telling us the laws of Shemitah. Why does it have this whole big introduction by saying "B'Har Sinai"? It was B'Har Sinai. Rashi says, he brings Divrei Chazal Shasholim Ma Inyan Shemitah Sinai, which we already Jews already use that as an expression. When there are two things that seem to have no connection to the one to the other, you say Ma Inyan Shemitah Sinai. Why does it say Bahar Sinai by Shemitah? All mitzvahs are from Har Sinai. Well, Kol HaMitzvahs Nemru B'Sinai. Why Davka does it say by the mitzvah of Shemitah Bahar Sinai? That Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar Sinai. Bahar Sinai was also Shabbos, it was also Yom Tov, it was also Tefillin and Tzitzis, it was everything. So what's Bahar Sinai by Shemitah? So Rashi's answer, which is from Chazal, is even more mysterious than the question. Onim Chazal Shachain lo rak mitzvah Shemitah nitna Bahar Sinai, ela davki hi hudgasha kadei shenilma darka shekishem shakol pratei mitzvah Shemitah nemar Bahar Sinai, kach pratei shakol ha-mitzvah nemar Bahar Sinai. So, of course, Rashi's answer, but he knows, is that the Torah is telling us that you should know that the same way that all of the complicated details of Shemitah were given in Har Sinai, and it was all of Torah Shabbat Peh, all of that was given in Har Sinai, so too, everything else, all the details of Yiddishkeit were given at Har Sinai. But that really doesn't answer the question. Of course, Rashi is very deep, and all of the answers to try to come to explain this are different aspects of what Rashi is revealing to us. It doesn't answer the question because why was Shemitah chosen as Davka the forum to reveal this truth that all of Yiddishkeit is Har Sinai? It's the same question. It could just as easily be by Shabbos or by any other mitzvah. So it doesn't really answer the question. My inyan Shemitah, it's all that. Why Davka Shemitah? That Rashi doesn't say. He says, well, you know, just like Shemitah, all the Allah has come from Har Sinai, all of Yiddishkeit was at Har Sinai. No. So why does it say Bahar Sinai by Shemitah? Kach patem shkol mitzvahs nemar b'Sinai, mitzvahs ha-Shemitah kolados muvim mesuyim shkol mitzvahs. Now, obviously, what this means is that somehow, in some very, very deep way, which we're going to be learning, Shemitah is all of Yiddishkeit. That's the only answer. And all of the svarim that are scrambling to figure out what Rashi's talking about, and Chazal, somehow have to come on to this truth that if the Baruch Shalom said, I'm giving you this mitzvah Shemitah Bahar Sinai, why single out Shemitah Bahar Sinai? It's because that somehow Shemitah is all of Yiddishkeit. It contains within it somehow all of Yiddishkeit. But we don't know how. It seems to be a very, very particular detail in a much bigger picture of what Yiddishkeit is, and only applies well nowadays to a handful of chevra that are working in Eretz Yisrael. Not a handful, the Knein are there, but a chevra of Jews that are in Eretz Yisrael. So doesn't apply to the rest of us. Okay, so Shemitah's Ksaf, you know, when it comes to loans, when it comes to debt, and so on. But even then, that's Har Sinai. There's much bigger stuff than that. So Shemitah is something much more than some farmers and a couple of chayvis that people, you know, have to pay back money that's owed. Mitzvahs HaShemitah kolelas b'muvan misuyam es kol ha-mitzvahs. It must be that Shemitah somehow contains within it all mitzvahs, all of Yiddishkeit. U'mahavah sharish l'chol ha-mitzvahs. And it somehow is the root of all mitzvahs, all of Yiddishkeit. So these are Rav Kook's words. This is how he begins. Roishe prokim al erach HaShemitah v'ayovo b'chai yisal b'chlal u'b'schiyas ha'uma ha'aretz v'hatayra. Bor Hashem, Chei Ha'olamim. Let's understand a little bit the inyan of Shemitah and Yovel and the life of the Jewish people and Davka now in our times, what they mean to us, Shemitah and Yovel, in the revival of our nation, in the land, in Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah, if Torah is Eretz Yisrael, which we've learned a lot about. Bor Hashem, Chei Ha'olamim. So Rabbi Aviner explains, Hazman Shalon hu Hazman Shel Tchiyah. Baruch Hashem, we're living in the days right before Mashiach. It's a time that the nation is coming back to life. We've been learning Rav Kook now for many years, and all of Rav Kook is about this Tchiyah, this revival, the Jewish people coming back to life in our land. Tchiyas Ha'uma, the revival, the return to life of our nation. Shekein Ha'uma Ha'isa Mufuzeres Mufuredes Pagolas. For thousands of years, we couldn't come to Eretz Yisrael, certainly not the way that we are able to come now and be there now. And we were dispersed throughout Galus. Ridufa u'maskena. Persecuted. Maskena means rachmanis. Vilo'ata shava ha'uma la'aretz. And now we have come back to our land. Tchiyas ha'aretz. And as was told to us many, many, many years ago, only when we return to the land will the land itself come back to life. For all of those years, Eretz Yisrael did not respond to the efforts that our enemies made to cultivate it. It did not respond. It wouldn't. Eretz Yisrael only is able to reach out to Am Yisrael. And when Am Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael, so then Eretz Yisrael responds. And the whole, and everything begins to grow, and Eretz Yisrael comes back to life. So we're zoche to be living at this time. Rav Kook was at the beginning of that Hazaras. We're living already many years, relatively few years in the picture of Jewish history, but many years now that we're already in this new Metzius of the end of time, where Eretz Yisrael has come back to life with the return of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael, who have established ourselves there. Shavah ha'umal ha'aretz ha'tchiyas ha'aretz. The land has come back to life. Shekein ha'aretz ha'isa shmama. For thousands of years, Eretz Yisrael was desolate. Vata hiparachas, Baruch Hashem, she's blossoming. U'b'yameinu af kama medina mitzava gadol v'chazak, and we have our own army now. We're not meskenim. We're not pathetic subjects to the whims of our enemies and galus. We're balabatim. We fight a lot, but we're balabatim. I mean, there are arguments, and we argue them. But we all agree that we have to take care of each other, and those years of crawling on our knees to our enemies, those years are over. Tchiyas HaTorah, and in the most remarkable way, the Torah has come back to life. Torah's come back to life. We learned we were zeichet to learn Eretz HaTorah, where Rav Kook writes, we spent a lot of time on that. that there's a huge difference. Of course, the subject matter is the same, but the way that it's learned, the way that it's studied, and the way that it's experienced is very, very different. Teres Chutz La'aretz and Teres Eretz Yisrael, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and so on. It's very, very different. Two different worlds. Teres Chutz La'aretz and Teres Eretz Yisrael. Limud HaTorah Shelanu Kan, the way that we learn Torah over here, he's speaking about it, where he lives, is Teres Eretz Yisrael. V'hi Mafia Chayim B'tchiyas Uma, and this infuses life into the nation, U'B'tchiyas Ha'aretz, and into the land. Because they're inseparable. Ba'achas Me'igrois of Shomaran HaRav, in one of Rav Kook's letters, Nishal Biyachas Laknias Sodos Baharis. He was asked a practical question about investing in farms and fields, buying land in Eretz Yisrael. Shelos Masios, he was asked some very practical questions about investing. Kmo Mechir HaSodah V'Chayetze B'Zeh, regarding, somebody asked him regarding the price of a certain property in Eretz Yisrael, a field. On the Maran HaRav, Aina Sham L'Shavel. So Rav Kook answers there. Ach Mavhir She'en Zeh Me'inyano. Rav Kook first explains that, you know, he's not familiar. That's, he was raised in the yeshiva. He's not a baki in these inyanim of agriculture and development. That's not his inyan. I mean, over time he did learn a great deal about it. He visited, as you know, he spent a lot of time visiting all the different moshavot and so on. But he says he's not a baki in this union. Tafkidim shal rabbanim einu nagele kniyu mechiru shal sados. Rabbanim generally, that's not their union, whether you should buy or you should sell. Feel it's not, they're not familiar with these things. Em ki zuvadai mitzvah gadola. Although of course it's a huge mitzvah to buy in Eretz Yisrael, it's a huge mitzvah. Yachadim zos kashenishal al kach haravu ona. But he does still respond to this question, and he discusses some other matters, not dollars and cents, not, you know, but he goes into the inyan. Omnam ein mi tafkidu shel bochi yeshiva leida mahashakeis. The same way that a yeshiva bochi is supposed to have his head on the Gemara, and he should not be staring at his watch or the clock. Although that is a favorite pastime of many, Yeshiva Bachram. But he should not be staring at his watch or at his clock, or at the clock in the Beis Medrash. He should be with his head in the Gemara. Achim Yishol Akach, Aidei Over Oirach Vadei Shalav Lanas. However, if somebody happens to ask the Yeshiva Bachram, could you tell me what time it is? Because that guy doesn't have a watch. So he should be able to answer. He should be able to answer. So of course basically is saying, look, it's not the job of Rabbanim to get involved in the nitty-gritty of the actual practical day-to-day issues of, you know, how your cow's doing and how your crops are doing. That's not my inyan. We're not familiar with these inyanim. El inyanim hu ha'isuk b'rayonos. Our inyan is to be busy with the concepts, the ideas behind this urgency to buy land in Eretz Yisrael, to invest in the land, and to work the land. Sheminiyim es tchiyas aris, to motivate people to build the land. That's our job. To motivate Jews to build it, to buy and to build and to develop. Utchiyas, the next page, utchiyas ha'uma. And to bring to the revival of our nation. And it's the responsibility of the Rabbanim, of the teachers, to go into the depths of these inyanim, is that people should understand what Eretz Yisrael is, why the time has come to return, why the time has come to work the land, to develop the land, and so on. And therefore, it's so important for the Rabbanim to be mechazek, not just the people, but these ideas that we should understand, the Jews should understand. What's this inyan? levasam lechavavah malatzibur, and that the concepts, the ideas behind this miracle of the modern time revival of our nation and the land should be understood and should be appreciated by Jews from all backgrounds. Mishum shebikorach harayonos mischolim ta'alichim b'tchias ha'uma v'arza. Because as a result of Jews understanding what Eretz Yisrael is to us and how we cannot move forward towards Mashiach without developing the land and getting ready for Mashiach, people are not going to be motivated to do that. It's the responsibility of the leaders of the Rabbanim. Of course, very few Rabbanim actually did that. Nobody did it like Rav Kook, but very few were Isaac in that. So what happened was, as we discussed many times, especially in the Maim Hador, what happened was is that the non-religious Jews, to a large extent, threw themselves into pioneering and working the land, with, of course, a very beautiful, different beautiful kibbutzim of frum people, but mostly not religious, most of them from religious homes, but not religious. They came there as pioneers, secular Jews. And then the frum chever went to the yeshivas, and they were saying tillim in the cemeteries. And this great divide is tormenting us till this day. This is what we have now. This metzias is what we're living in right now. And it's just, well, this terrible divide between Jews, between that way of seeing Eretz Yisrael, looking at Eretz Yisrael, kilu, it's the job of people who are not religious to develop the land. They work on the gashmias, we work on the ruchnias, and the chilonim don't feel any responsibility to Hashem is baruch and to his Torah, because our job we're doing, we're great, we're working the land, we're in the army. These guys are sitting on benches doing nothing, chas v'shalom, and we have this split, this terrible split in Eretz Yisrael. Where ad hayom there is this way of seeing life, that if I'm a frum person, I'm not talking about the hezder misnach, I'm talking about if I'm a real ben Torah and I'm devoted to Torah, then I don't get involved with these matters. It's not my inyan, it's not my asik as it's so. And if I'm not a frum person, then the Torah is not my asik, it's not my business. So this is all the fighting, all the machlokes, all the difficulties come from this mistake. And what Rav Kook is doing, he's laying the responsibility on the laps of the Rabbanim, of the teachers. That we did not teach the generation. We're not teaching the generation the significance of the time that we're living in, the significance of the land, the significance of the Jewish people as a nation, as opposed to just doing what you can to find yourself some bench in Olam Haba or in Olam Hazeh. The Chilonim only want to have a nice little spot for themselves in Olam Hazeh, where they're not going to bother us, and we're able to have a parnasa, have my field, I got my cow, I got my farm, and I'm happy. And this guy, the frum guy, he has his rebbe, he's got his bench in the Beis HaMedrash, and he's got his farm shrine. Everybody's happy. But that's not the tachlis. That's not the tachlis. And because of this terrible, terrible pain and misunderstanding, this Rav Kook suffered from this every minute of his life. He suffered from this separation between the old Yeshuv and the new Yeshuv. And that's why he never stopped believing for a moment that he could bring them together. And everybody said, you're naive, you can't. But he believed that with all of his heart. He said, if we would teach our brothers and sisters who are not religious, if we would teach them Torah in a way of pnimiyus, and how Hashem's Baruch loves them, and how the Torah, and what Eretz Yisrael is, and what Yiddishkeit is, and if we would teach the other chaver that in the Beis HaMedrash, how these people are gewaldige Jews that are filled with holiness, and how Hashem Yisbarach has brought us back to our land, and it's not a steerer to being a Talmud Chacham, and so on. I read an article, there was an interview with the Rav Osher Weiss that somebody showed me that, well, I'm very close to, and many of the people here have heard shiurim from him. He's a huge Talmud Chacham. He's not just a huge Talmud Chacham. He gets it. He just totally gets it. Whatever, all that means, he gets it. And he was saying how, you know, it's the saddest thing that in Eretz Yisrael you kimat don't have the kind of Jews that we have in America, where there are people that go to work and they hold regular jobs and they learn every morning and every night, and they're b'nei Torah and b'nos Torah, they do the right things, they keep halacha properly, they care deeply about Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is the main thing in their lives. But they have regular, they work and they support and take care of the maizdis and so on. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, this hasn't happened. It hasn't happened. In the Haredi sector, it hasn't happened. I mean, there's a lot of good people that are trying to change that, but it hasn't happened. There's this terrible split, this mistake, ki'ilu. You can't be a God-fearing Jew while being on the farm. No such thing. The Ovis seem to be pretty frum, and a lot of fine Jews from the days of the Ovis seem to be very frum, and all kinds of tzaddikim and so on. It was very much a part of life. So Rav Weiss is not explaining why this happened. In the interview, he was talking about how it's so inspiring for him that when he comes to Chutz Laaretz, he spends so much time with Jews like this who care deeply about Yiddishkeit and don't see any stira with working. And if that's true in Chutz Laaretz, Al Chaskam V'Kam, Lingen Time So, in our own country, you all know that there are huge problems in Eretz Yisrael because Jews don't want to do certain kind of work. And then, so what happens is you have to have Yishmael, you have to have Arabs doing this work. It's not good. On so many levels, it's not good. And it's been a problem since the Hakamat HaMedina. It's a huge problem. Remember when we lived in Eretz Yisrael and we went on Aliyah, so my father was home, we were having, there was a house that my parents were building, and my father hired a shomer. My father hired a Jew. This yeshiva guy that needed some money. My father hired this guy to stay there all day long when the Arabs were working, because they were all Arabs that were working, and it's well known in Eretz Yisrael that the Arab workers will often sabotage the plumbing and do all kinds of things. That 3 or 4 months later, after you move in, that everything starts backing up and things start getting messed up. There are sonim. Our enemies are building our enemies. People who hate us, who despise us, are building our homes. And that has been going on for years and years. Jews don't want to do that kind of work. You know, it's not considered to be, for whatever reason, it's not considered to be covered that could work, and people don't want to do that. So this is a serious problem that's been haunting us, and it's catching up. It's caught up with us a long time ago, but especially now, over the past few years, when there are much fewer Arab workers that we're comfortable allowing into the land. Much fewer allowing them to come around to our neighborhoods because of things that have been happening. So it all goes back to this failure of Kuckfeld on the part of the teachers and the Rabbanim to get this point across about what it means, the whole program of Yiddishkeit, what that's all about.
Don't you think that the Mizrahi Jews have get it much more and it's much less a problem?
Conceptually, they for sure do. But the problem is that practically there's also been tremendous failure among their Rabbanim to elevate Torah to its proper place and sneers and so on. So what's happened is that there are a lot of Haredi Chevra now in Yitzhak that love and appreciate the Hezder, the Misnachlim people. They love and appreciate that. But then if they see their daughters walking around sleeveless, I'm sorry, you know, I don't mean to insult anybody, you know, he's got sleeves on over here. But if they see the girls walking around sleeveless and or wearing some flowing, strange little miniskirt, whatever they're wearing, so then, like, you know, it's just there's so many problems in each of these communities that what Kook was talking about is a holistic combination of deep Torah learning. And together with the openness to work and developing the land and so on, and there's no question that there's, like, especially in the Hesda yeshivas, there's tremendous things that are going on, and in the Haredi world as well, there's been over the past few years there's been tremendous change and tremendous progress. It's, and things are moving in a better direction, but the root of this is this misunderstanding. It's just a misrepresentation of Yiddishkeit that Rav Kook spoke about all the time. And he said, that's our responsibility. He said, I don't know much about, like, what you should be paying for the farm. That's what he wrote back to this person. I don't know how much you should pay for a place, but I can tell you why you should buy the place, if you could afford it, why you should buy it, and what's the tachlis of owning land in Eretz Yisrael, and what it means for a Jew to live in Eretz Yisrael. That is my job to talk to you about. The other stuff I leave to people that are bekeim. I just don't know these things. Gam dvarim ma'isim machzikim maimed mikochem sharayonos. because practical matters can only be sustained by deep ideas, a deep understanding. If you don't really understand, this we spoke about many times. This has been a problem also. I've read about and I've spoken to some people about when I was in Eretz Yisrael, not the last time, the time before that, I spoke to some Chashuva people about this, that the soldiers, it used to be that that a person who was a soldier in Eretz Yisrael knew what he was fighting for, felt very, very deeply an idealism of what he was fighting for. As time moves on, and it's especially since it's further away from the Holocaust, that's what they like to take for Hakshara. A lot of the soldiers, they take them to Poland to see the concentration camps and to take them around and to talk to them about this, you know, to get a sense of what do we have over here in Eretz Yisrael? Like, what's different? What changed? So what's happened is that a lot of the Israelis, they don't really know what they're fighting for anymore. They don't really know what they're fighting for. They don't feel that idealism of the last couple of generations. A lot of them just don't like, why should I do this? Nobody has any tightness. Listen, it's hard to fight and to go through all of that. But unless you have a deep basis in the idea, in the ideal of Eretz Yisrael, and what Eretz Yisrael means to us, and the difference between Golus and Eretz Yisrael, and what Torah is, and what Torah says Eretz Yisrael is, and Yiddishkeit is, then, you know, Zionism, secular Zionism, can only go so far. What's going on now with secular Zionism? What do you have here in America? I'm sure that you've all been reading studies that have been made about how the typical college kid couldn't give a hoot about Eretz Yisrael. I'm talking about not religious, secular. They couldn't care less. Not just college kids, but chlal, they don't care less. Who, what, where? Zionism? Zionism without Yiddishkeit it can't last. That ideal of going back and settling the land, if you don't know why you're doing it, and if it's only some sort of a pioneering spirit or to get away from anti-Semitism, it can only last so long. That's why the secular Zionists in Eretz Yisrael and the Jewish Agency know that the prime candidates for Aliyah and for really, really coming and doing what they need to do are the Frum people. They know that. They know that the prime candidates are not the non-religious Jews here in America. The non-religious Jews here in America have no Indian. They're losing their connection to Eretz Yisrael by the minute. There's very little of a feeling for Eretz Yisrael.
Even the birthright programs, the only ones that work are the ones that are run by Frum organizations.
Yeah. I was wondering about that. I once had a conversation with Phil Rose. Phil's very involved with that, too. But they have seen at least some change, like in the rate of intermarriage. So there is some.
Birthright's very effective, yeah. But the reform.
Oh, those are the ones that are running it.
They're total wastelands.
Yeah.
The only ones that work are the ones that are run by.
Yeah, the ones that are run by Frum people. Right. Without that idealism, without a sense of who you are, what's the tachlis? Why should I fight for any of this stuff? Yeah.
There is a program, by the way. I was taken on the tour of it, right outside by the City of David, that when they come into the army right away, there's a whole indoctrination, if that's the word, to bring the young Israelis, because a lot, like you said, a lot of them, you know, I live in Israel, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But they indoctrinate them going back to the, I don't like that word, they teach them.
It's more of an induction, not indoctrination.
Going back to the Second Temple and the First Temple.
Sure, they bring them to the coast. Almost every day you go to the coast, you'll see a chevra of soldiers there.
They have a whole thing set
sure.
up.
Yeah. Each one gets a Tanakh, and they have a shmooze with them, and they let some from, you know, some rav give them a talk, and they sing some negunim. It's beautiful, but it has to be sustained. It has to be, and they're open to it. They're totally open to it.
The problem is that's the only place to go is the Kosovo. Other than the Kosovo, they don't go. They don't take them to other religious sites. You know,
no, so right. So we have to help with that. From Jews have to help with that. They're not against it. The soldiers are not against it. The soldiers are not against it. anybody that I know that's told me that they work, that they go with soldiers, they tell me the soldiers are thrilled and excited. Any Yiddish guy they get, they're happy. Doesn't mean everyone. You have a couple of, you know, guys that don't want. But for the most part, they're totally happy. Totally happy. They're thrilled. This is what Rav Kook is saying. We're not doing our job to teach, to educate. All right, it's true that there's a lot of problems. There's red tape in it. So that the ones who are not religious don't want the religious ones getting to the guys in the army. There's a lot of stuff going on. That's always been a problem. But it's not the soldiers. The soldiers are happy. They love getting some Yiddish care. That's not a problem. In general, Jews in Eretz Yisrael, you have this class of anti-religious people. I don't want to use strong words, but very, very hard people, that it's always been a problem with them. But they're regular people. They have nothing against Yiddishkeit. They don't know. They forgot. They're not against Yiddishkeit. Karl Marx, Chodugma Lekach, if you want to, Rav Avinash says, let's take an example of one person who had some ideas. He had this idea, Karl Marx. I mean, it wasn't just his own. It was another Jew, Engels. The two of them came up with this idea that they developed of communism. And with this idea, they changed the whole world. I mean, it was terrible what happened. The outcome of all of that has been terrible. But look at the strength of an idea. The idea of communism is unbelievable. The idea of communism, and what is done to the world. The Chevrolet growing up now are not familiar with this, but if you're growing up in the 50s and the 60s, I mean, the whole world was verkauft with this union of communism. Marx Haya Yehudi, he was a self-hating Jew, as you all know, Karl Marx. Sheyosha Ba'Anglia, who spent most of the time in England, because of Chaveris Ha'osekis, the communism, b'shem, das Kapital. Chaverizu cholulo mahapeches ba'olam kulo. This booklet caused a mahapecha, a revolution in the world. Ubefrat b'Rusia, especially in Russia, shabo is cholulo mahapecha. People are still suffering from that to this day, especially in these places, in China, Russia, all these places. Mahapecha v'hushlet ba'akom, and communism, when communism took over. So again, the reason he brings up this Russia is because, I mean, he was a Russian Marx. The reason he's brought up is because the power of an idea, and people feeling a connection and understanding what they're fighting for. It's unbelievable. Gam ha'akdama l'shabas ha'aretz, this ha'akdama that we're learning to the sefer Shabbos ha'aretz, va'isud b'rayonos ha'omdim me'achari shnas ha'shmita, by learning this ha'akdama and by being involved with the ideas that are at the core of this whole sugya of the seventh year that we just started now of Shemitah, she mitzvah Eretz Yisraelitz, which is the Eretz Yisrael Dike Mitzvah, Shemitah. There are many mitzvahs, of course, of Eretz Yisrael, Shumas and Maises and so on, but the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, the number one, is Shemitah. Heficha ruach betchias ha'um avarez. This Hagdama of Rav Kook infused tremendous life into this whole inyan of tchias ha'uma, of the revival of the nation and the revival of the land. So Rav Kook brings the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, "Umi ka'amcha ki Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz." That's how it's written in Navi. Maran harav mishtamish kam benusuch shel pasuk kifi shemafir besidur haSfaradi. So Rav Kook uses the nusach as it's found in the Sfaradish Sidurim, "Mi ka'amcha ki Yisrael, lumas mi ka'amcha Yisrael she besidur Ashkenazi." I'm not going to go into that right now, but that's a very big difference. Mikamcha ki yisrael, mikamcha yisrael. Goy echad baretz, so he brings the Zohar. Rav Kook brings the Zohar, goy echad baretz. What does it mean, goy echad baretz? Vadai ba'aretz hem goy echad. So the Zohar explains. Vadai, certainly, the only place where we are a goy echad is ba'aretz. Vadai ba'aretz hem goy echad. Ima ikun echad v'la'inu v'luchudayu. Am Yisrael nikra goy echad. Davka kashahem ba'aretz. Then we are called a goy echad. Akashahem einam ba'aretzam. When we're not in our land, einam kruyim goy echad. Makes no difference how many Jews you gather together. It could be in MetLife, it could be in Yankee Stadium. I don't know if there's a bigger place for that than those places. You can get together thousands and thousands of Jews in one place, and that's beautiful, but it's not called goy echad ba'aretz. It's not called goy echad ba'aretz. So wherever that is, I was in, my wife and I had to be in Muncie yesterday. So I many times mentioned over the years a funny thing that my son told me, that there was a clip going around when Obama was running for the second time, that they were talking to some Chassidish guy, they were interviewing him on the street in Borough Park, and they asked him, you know, who's he voting for? What does he think about the elections? He said he's very upset. He says if Obama wins, I'm leaving America and I'm moving to Muncie. I've had it. it has something to it, you know. There's something to it. That whole world is just, you know, 13, 14, 15. Okay, we'll start now. 11, 12, 13, 14, a few avenues. Couple of blocks with so many of our beautiful brothers and sisters living there, Baruch Hashem. And you think, this is like, you know, what could be better than this? I don't have to walk more than 10 feet to have beef jerky, glatt kosher beef jerky. You know, that's the latest thing that I see. I don't understand that, but it seems to be a big Indian. And I have a shtiebel over here on this side. I got another shtiebel on that side. Life is good. And we have a tremendous chevra here, and everybody's Jewish. You walk Shabbos morning, everybody's from, everybody's, the streets are empty. But Hashem, even now in Woodmere, over the years, we start to feel that more and more. No matter how nice it looks, no matter how many people can I know are walking up and down on Shabbos, it's not called Goy Echad Baris. That's what the Zohar is saying. It's not possible. It's not called Goy Echad Baris. If Chas V'Chalila, every single Jew would leave Eretz Yisrael, it can't be. The Rambam already said it can't be. And it can't be. But if every single Jew would leave Eretz Yisrael, and there would be one guy that would stay behind. Like one guy, like a Shabbos, you know? Like the Gabbai. One guy stays, and every Jew from Eretz Yisrael moves to Lakewood, Borough Park, Monroe, Muncie, whatever the five towns, London, whatever, there would be millions of Jews in these places. That one guy that's in Eretz Yisrael, the one guy that's lighting the thing by the Amud, you know, where he davens by himself, because Chas V'Chalila, there's nobody else in Eretz Yisrael, just this one guy, and he goes into his shtiebel, like you have some Jew that's sitting somewhere in Afghanistan, you know, he has his shul. So, that person is called Goy Echad Baretz, a nation. And all the other people walking up and down 13th Avenue and Central Avenue, the Zohar says, is not called the Rebbe. Not called the nation. That's what the Zohar says. Am Yisrael, we'll see the Lashon of the Zohar in a second. Am Yisrael nikra goy echad davka k'shehem ba'aretz. Akashahem einem ba'aretzem, einem kurim goy echad. Elohim l'chudayhu. What does it mean l'chudayhu? L'chudayhu means, k'lomar, l'chud. Alone. L'chud. You can be with millions of chevra and chutzlars, and you're alone. That's what the Zohar says. Alone. Omar lechut. Osef shel anashim bodedim. A collection of lonely people. That's what the Zohar is teaching us. Just a collection of people. It's not the same thing. It's like when you have nine people, it's a collection of people. When you have 10, that's called a minion. It's a different... A minion is a different thing. Baal Tanya said that a malach would come to a minion of Jews, even the simplest Jews who are just davening even without kavana, a malach would get burnt by the kedusha of 10 Jews. A malach would get burned by being among enemy. But you have nine Jews. It's just it's a nice thing, but it's nine people, nine Jews, but it's not called a minyan. It's not called a tzibur. So the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, goy echad, only ba'aretz. Otherwise, bilichudayhu. It's a lot of lonely people. Klemer lechud, oysef shel anashim bodedim, a collection of people who are by themselves. Atzomas yaveshos, dried out bones, habzuros begolus, dispersed over the world, throughout the world, dried out bones. Be'ikvas achorban, the remnants of those Jews are still stuck, that's us, still stuck in Golus, after all of the years of Churban, we're still stuck over here. Let's read the Lashon of the Tzar. There's a translation from the Aramaic, if you see right in the middle where it's in brackets, Targum HaSulam. The Sulam's translation of the Tzar, you see? Or should we have it? Halfway down in the note. Here's the translation of the Tzar Kodesh. Bo'ur E. Come and see. Kevin Shekinesis Yisrael Aksha Begolus. Since Knesset Yisrael is right now in Golas, Kivyochel Lo Nikra Echad. We're not called Echad. Umosai Nikra Echad. When is the Jewish people called Echad? Rishor Sheyotzu Yisrael Man HaGolas. When we leave Golas. Knesset Yisrael Tachzor L'Mekoma. When the Jewish people come back to their true place. L'Hizdaveg B'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There's Davik to get married, Zivuk, to become one with Hashem. Ato echad, v'shimcha echad, u'mikra amcha ki Yisrael, goy echad, where? Ba'aretz. Ato echad, Hashem, you are one, v'shimcha echad, your name is one. U'mikra amcha ki Yisrael, that's only when? When's the whole program? Goy echad is Ba'aretz. Zeh shama b'yomu yu Hashem echad u'shma echad. The Zohar says, that's what it means when it says in Pasuk, on that day, Hashem will be one and His name will be one. V'zeh b'lo zeh lo nikra echad. Zeh b'lo zeh lo nikra echad. One without the other is not called echad. Kiv yochel, Hashem is not called echad. Of course Hashem is echad. He's not called. We don't understand. We don't connect fully to that reality of Hashem echad unless it's what? Goy echad, where? Baretz. Yushalayim Shalmata, the Zohar says, Yushalayim Shalmata Nikroim Yisrael Echad. In Yushalayim Shalmata, here in Yushalayim, in this world, the Jewish people are called Echad. Dainu, Kishahim Yoshvim Ba. When we live there. Visiting is not enough when we live there. May Ayin Lanu, Kikosav, where do we know this from? Kikosav, it says in the Navi, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Vadai Baretz. Tahainu Baretz Yisrael V'Yishalayim. Not just Yishalayim, but all Baretz Yisrael, Vadai. Tahainu Baretz Yisrael V'Yishalayim. Hein Goyecha. That's the Zohar. Vadai. In Yishalayim, and if so, we're a singular nation. We're in that parasha of Atechad V'Shimchechad Umika Goyecha Umika Amcha Kisal Goyecha. Tahainu Baretz Yisrael V'Yishalayim. Hein Goyecha. Ima heim nekroim echad. Only together with Eretz Yisrael, we are and Hashem, are we all called echad? Now we have an echad. V'lo kishahem belevadam, but not when we're by ourselves. Ki umi ka'amchi Yisrael go echad hayadai. V'lo makos of mi ka'amchi Yisrael go echad ba'aretz. The Zohar says, if Hashem just wants to say how we're special, He could have said umi ka'amchi Yisrael. Or Mikam Chizal Goyachad. Who's like my people? The Jewish people. That would work in London and Paris and New York also. So why does it have to say Mikam Chizal Goyachad? Ba'aretz. Why does it have to say Ba'aretz? El Mishum, the Zohar says, El Mishum Shal Nikru Echad El Ba'aretz. The answer is, because we're not Echad unless we're in Eretz Yisrael. The Chibur Im Ha'aretz Hazu. Only when we're attached to this land. Ke'ein Shalemala, which is the counterpart or the reflection or whatever of Yushalayim Shalemala, of the world above, of that Metzias of Hashem Echad. Of course, this is a very important concept in halacha as well. But the whole possibility of arvus, of koysel, of revim, zevazah, like that I could say kiddush and we might see you, right? That you could say kiddush, anybody here could say kiddush 100 times tonight. If some Jew needs you, you could say kiddush for him. You can go the whole night saying kiddush. Oh, I need you, I don't know how to say kiddush. Oh, I'll say for you. How can you say brachas like that all night long? You're saying kiddush. The teretz is, if this Jew hasn't heard kiddush, that means on some level, like the Ritva explains, on some level, I haven't finished yet, I'm not done. That possibility of my saying something and him being icy with my words, that only became a possibility when we crossed the Yarden, when we came to Eretz Yisrael. Because then we say, Kol Yisrael what? Arevim, Zavazah. Then one Jew is bound one with the other. Then we're in this mitzvah. Now even in Chuslars we could do it, but only because of what happened, because we came to Eretz Yisrael. So now all Jews have this connection that we could be might see one the other. But if not for Eretz Yisrael, there's no such thing as Arvus. Not in Ezer Maral. There's no such thing as each Jew is an Arev to another Jew. In other words, this inyan of co-responsibility. I'm responsible for this guy's mitzvahs. What's my business if this guy didn't say kiddush? What's my inyan if he didn't say kiddush? What's my inyan if he's from or he's not from? What's my business if this guy's mitzvah? Well, he keeps mitzvah, doesn't keep mitzvah. What's my business if he has, he doesn't have money, if he needs a job, doesn't need a job? Where does all that come from? It comes from Eretz Yisrael. Goy Echad is Baretz. And it extends to beyond the borders. But that reality, that metaphysical reality that's called Knesset Yisrael, which exists in Shemayim and is reflected here on earth, that comes from Eretz Yisrael. And if we would never have Chalila crossed over the Yarden, if we would not have come to the land, then we'd just be separate people. You take care of yourself, I take care of myself. Okay, you could be a nice guy and help somebody, but there's no responsibility. Why am I responsible for him? I have no responsibility for him. Tessie, you do have responsibility. Where does that responsibility come from? Where does Arvus come from? It comes from Eretz Yisrael. That's where it comes from. So he says, Ayin Sfasemis, Parshas Bahar. The Sfasemis has a lot of Torahs, which we're going to be talking about during the year on Shemitah. A lot. Pashas Bahar, the Svasemis, like Mamish. The Torah is there, Svasemis. Mitzad HaNefesh, so Svasemis writes, Mitzad HaNefesh, kol nefesh is yesh lahem shorash echad. Mitzad the Nefesh, our Ruchnias, all of us, of course, have one shorash. Physically, we don't have one shorash. Physically, everybody has his own person. Mitzad the Neshama, we have one shorash, we have one root. Our bodies are separated. Therefore, Shabbos, which is what the Neshama Gevera, Shabbos, which is called Yom of the Neshama, the day where the Neshama is strong, the Neshama shines strongly on Shabbos. There's a very strong sense of being ke'echad among Jews on Shabbos. During the week, it's more like Gufim Mechulakim. Because we're not as focused on the neshama. But Shabbos, which is where the neshama is revealed much more powerfully on Shabbos, there's that inyan of echad, and it's felt much more on Shabbos than it is during the week. That inyan of echad, of mikamchi Yisrael goy echad. So too, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, only there, bo l'ach, is the same way that in time, Shabbos brings to Echad. Shabbos is Eretz Yisrael in time. So Shabbos, we need Shabbos to bring us back together. Because Shabbos is the day of the Neshama. In the Neshama, we all come from one root. So Shabbos brings us together in time. And in space, in physical place, that's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Shabbos in the world. In the physical world, Eretz Yisrael is Shabbos. Rav Kook and other tzaddikim, when his Shemitah Rav Kook used to go around, even during the week, and he would stop by a tree, and he would give it a kiss, and he would say, good Shabbos. A Shemitah, he would say, good Shabbos, to the trees. It's the whole year, it's Shabbos. He'd pick up a rock from myself, good Shabbos. Therefore, the only place where we can come to Echad is in Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael, just like Shabbos is the day of the Neshama, Eretz Yisrael is the home of our Neshama. It's where we come from. That's where we come from. We come from that, from the Kodesh Kodesh, and that's who we are. Under the Kisei HaKavod, that's Yerushalayim Shamhala, that's who we are. Therefore, on Shabbos, in Eretz Yisrael, we can come back to that place of Echad, because that's where Echad comes from. Ba'olachdus. Therefore, only in Eretz Yisrael could there be this, could we come to this inyan of Echad. Of Echad. It's the place of the Neshama. K'mosh Kosev, as it says in Pasuk Ge'echad Baretz, Shazman v'amokim, the Sfasem HaSvayit, because the time and the place, V'chein ha'gufayis mevatlin ha'achdus. Because time and place cause there to be, and physical reality cause there to be a loss of achdus. It breaks up the achdus. There are different times, and there are different places, and different people. And all that messes up the achdus. Because everybody is a different person, a different place, and there's different times. Everything is broken into billionless little pieces. Therefore, Hashem has given us mitzvahs in time, Shabbos, especially Shabbos, not just, but especially Shabbos, and in physical place, like mitzvahs hatluyas baris, like the mitzvahs of the land that depend on place, b'rebet hazman, and time. Different time. Time for daven Shabbos, time for mincha, time for Shabbos, time for yontif, times. Everything has a neshama. And only in the neshama is it echad. So Hashem is, well, since we're divided physically, Hashem is, well, gave us in time, in place, and in the soul, ways for us to come back to that mitzias of Echad. Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, especially Shemitah, which we're going to talk about. Shemitah. I mentioned right before Simchas Torah, the night of Simchas Torah, I mentioned how from the Ben Ishchai brings down that it's brought down from the Ben Ishchai and other Mekubalim, how when you learn on Shabbos, remember, it's 1,000 times what it does for you, it's 1,000 times more powerful than when you're learning during the week. That's when you learn. When you learn on Shabbos. So can you imagine learning Shabbos while you live in Eretz Yisrael during your Shemitah year? Wow. That's something. Shabbos, Shemitah, and Eretz Yisrael, and it's an Ibiyah. We didn't get to that. We're going to get to that soon. He speaks about the sun and the moon. What's going on? An Ibiyah, a leap year, Shabbos, Shemitah, in Eretz Yisrael. This is the time that we're in now. A little bit like Michutz, but we have to understand that it affects us as well. So he explains, Klama berovet hamokim, berovet hazman, berovet adam, sheyuchlu lehishar bebchinas achdus. Svasema says, so this way, somehow, in some way, we're able to hold on to this achdus by Hashem giving us mitzvahs in place, in time, in place. So it helps us, it keeps us, and with our gufos, that we have to physically do these mitzvahs. It keeps us connected to that reality of Echad. But Eretz Yisrael holds the whole program together. Without Eretz Yisrael, the program can't work. So even though we're not there, we're not zeichet to be there right now, but because of the Yeshuv in Eretz Yisrael, because of that Metzias of Eretz Yisrael and the Yeshuv of Eretz Yisrael, we're able to be, to have a connection to that Metzias of Mikam Chag Yisrael Be'echad Baretz. But of course, it's weaker here in Chutz Laaretz than it is in Eretz Yisrael. But we still can connect it, especially Shabbos and especially during Shemitah. So, Mr. Shem, we'll continue with that next time.